Is everything all right? Yeah, well, you're kind of falling asleep on me and intruding on my space. It's okay. No need to apologize. I just wanted to make sure you are aware that you keep drifting off. Maybe you can slouch the other way. You're making me smudge my pen on the paper. Like, are you sure you're okay? You just had a bad sleep? Oh, I know how that feels, alright. I struggle to sleep most weeks, especially when the basketball season starts up again and I have to be on the court to cheer. I just get so nervous having to dance in front of hundreds of people, even though I've been doing it for as long as I can remember. So I can understand how you're feeling right now really well. Yeah, I hate that feeling when you're in class and your eyes feel so heavy and keep closing on their own, no matter how much you try to keep them open. Sometimes, you can even start to go to sleep at your desk, but your body jolts you awake again because you know you shouldn't be sleeping. Does that describe the situation you're having right now? Well, I'm sorry to hear you're having an awful time today, then. I feel bad that I shook you to wake up now. But I didn't do it to be a bitch, honest. I did it because you're missing vital information in this class. The teacher has been telling us to note everything on the board there because it's going to come up in the exams. Don't worry about it. I copied down all the stuff we need to know so far, so whenever you're feeling more alive, you can just find me, and I will let you copy down all of my notes. I don't mind. Hey, no problem. It's not as if you didn't let me copy your notes many times before when I was late for class due to cheer stuff. And also when I don't know the answer to some things, you always let me copy yours. You're just so sweet. So think of this as a thanks for all the nice things you've done for me these past few months. Yeah, I guess you can say it's safe for you to go back to sleep now. I won't tell on you. Wait, don't sleep sitting up, face palming yourself like how you were doing before. Well, it's too obvious that you're sleeping. The teacher will notice and will probably make you move down to the front of the class. But it's okay because I have an idea. You should lie on my lap instead. Well, the teacher not seeing you at all is better than the teacher catching you with you sleeping, saliva face in plain. We're at the back corner of the class anyway, so it's less likely you'll get caught lying on my lap. So come on, rest your head here. Don't be scared. Have you never seen a pair of thighs before? Well, what are you waiting for? Do you want to get to sleep? There we go. You get that precious sleep. You rest that big brain of yours. And remember, don't worry about the class. I got it all covered. And I'll tell you if you missed anything super duper important, okay? But how am I looking from here, though? Do I still look pretty and stuff from this angle? Not many people have saw me from this angle before. And do I have like a free chance? Only one? Okay, okay, good to hear. Then we can commence. May I ask a strange quest? Well, may I play with your hair when you lay on my lap? Sorry, I'm just really tempted to. I noticed that you always have such shiny, full hair, and I would love to just play around with it. It's what I do with my friends all the time. Yeah, it's a normal thing us girlies do. Also, it feels really relaxing and gets me sleepy when someone does it to me, so I may have the same effect on you. Wanna find out? Yay! How exciting. Hope this is nice and relaxing for you. Why am I being so nice to you? Well, you have been a really good classmate to me, and we work really well together. Plus, I sympathize with you a lot with being exhausted, and sometimes we do need a break. And there's no harm in putting your head down for once in your life. If your body is telling you that you need rest, then that's what you need. That's what I learned through cheering. You have to listen to your body. If I have a doubt in my mind about how I'm feeling, I don't perform the lifts and gymnastics because it can end in a really bad accident. You need to put your health first before anything else. And if you're struggling to sleep to the point that it does start to affect your education, I'm sure there must be someone you can talk to. But for now, you don't need to worry about that. All you have to focus on is getting 10 minutes of shut-eye. Wait, 10 minutes? Well, this class goes by fast. After we are finished up here, I have to go practice this new routine, but honestly, I would rather hang out with you. I'm actually having so much fun right now playing around with your hair and helping you sleep. Feels like I'm on a super secret mission to hide you from the teacher. It's quite funny. But no one has noticed so far that you're lying on my lap sleeping, so this is working so far. Don't get used to doing this every time we have a class together, though. I still need you to help me from time to time, so you need to be awake for me. Oh, wait. The teacher is walking up here. Shh. Act natural. I'm writing. That was close. How did I get away with that? The teacher looked right at me and didn't even notice you. I just picked up my pencil and started writing, so they probably never thought anything of it. Now, back to focusing on you and giving you all my attention. You can go back to relaxing now. I don't think we are going to be rudely interrupted like that again. some makeup brushes next to me in my makeup bag. And I want to try brushing your face and ears now, like it's a little massager. As you know, I usually do my makeup in class, but because I'm looking after you today, you lucky boy, I don't have time to do it now. The brushies are nice and soft. These brushies are specifically meant for blush, so that's why they feel really good. Don't worry though, they are clean. There's no remnants of powder and whatnot if you're getting worried. I usually put on bright blush for cheerleading so it stands out. It makes me look cuter having little rosy cheeks. But you're lucky. You don't need any of that. All natural. You have a nice color to you. Boys have it so lucky. They don't even have to try. They have it so good. They don't have to try to be hot. Like, even look at your eyelashes, too. So long and cute. Ugh, curse you guys so bad. I think I'll stop rambling on now. Kelsey keeps looking at me.